just gone 8 minutes after 11. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. This Tuesday morning, my name is Junaid Jassad, and inshallah al-Aziz, I will be with you until 12 this morning. You know, Al Mashriq is all about taking what is current and what is happening and understanding about how to deal with it, how to look at it, how to speak about it, and what approach we need to use when we are faced with these different challenges and different current affairs and current news that is happening around the world. And so inshallah al-Aziz, first up we're going to have our current affairs analysis. Thereafter we're going to go to Hadiqat al-Arabiya inshallah al-Aziz with an Arabic story, and at 11:30 we'll be joined by our guest Balan Yahya Bamsap, and we'll be talking etiquettes and different issues of reformation, purifying our soul, purifying ourselves, and improving ourselves as human beings, inshallah. So this is what Al-Mashriq is all about, inshallah, making you a better person all of the time, and this is our objective. Hope you looking forward to the program as much as I am, inshallah. Aziz, any feedback, you're most welcome to email sunaidjassad@gmail.com. Stay tuned to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International.
In keeping with its proud heritage of reliability and durability, Motor Deal now offers you the best of small buckies, the Nissan NP200. The NP200 has the longest load body in its class with a payload of a whopping 800 kgs. Over and above that, it now offers you a 6-year 150,000-kilometer factory warranty, the longest warranty for any vehicle in South Africa. Motor Deal presents to you the NP200 with a free canopy for only 119,000 rand. Motor Deal or Monday, contact Asgard. 011-835-3535. Motor Deal Funderbell Park. Contact Rafiq 016-981-2220.
Attention! Attention, everybody! Listen carefully. We at Africa Cash & Carry want to thank you for the tremendous support we have received from you. This is the reason we keep such a large variety of merchandise at the lowest possible prices. Bulk buyers do enjoy rock-bottom deals on all our products, from hair products to cosmetics and toiletries to cell phones and electrical appliances. We are Africa Cash & Carry with so much in-store specials. We have over 25 years of experience. Call us on 011-66-166-00.
Sedgars in Vereeniging have a large selection of clothing and shoes. Top brands like Levi's, Soviet Guess, Pringle, Adidas, Diesel, Puma and Nike, just to mention a few. We invite you to visit our concept shops. It's a shop in a shop. So for the best prices and quality, visit Sedgars today in Market Avenue, Vereeniging. Sedgars, affordable quality guaranteed.
ANC Fabric and Bridal Center has a winning combination of luxurious and sophisticated fabrics. Let us transport you in style with our luxurious fabrics. Our haberdashery department has the latest accessories. Visit our bridal department for the evening wear fabrics from the masters of design. Unique and individually styled beaded pure silks and tulles from the most talented creators of fashion. 5 Pelican Avenue, Linasia, 011-852-4910. Pay and save. Usually unusual fabrics.
It is reported from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a human being dies, all of his deeds terminate, except for three types of actions: sadaqatul jariyah, that is ongoing charity, knowledge from which others benefit, and a righteous child who makes dua for him. Recorded by Imam Muslim. Being the winner of 19 awards in 6 years, including Community Station of the Year 2011, registered in 1993 and granted a license in 1997. With internal growth, wider expertise and a broad range of content, we have attracted a wide audience in areas. With a staff complement of 45 and through the broadcast of high-quality info edutainment via medium wave 1548, satellite, audio streaming, and now, Radio Islam International KZN. Radio Islam has not only become a beacon of hope and a bridge across the community divide, but an invitation to the world. It is in this light that Radio Islam International would like to afford you the opportunity to earn the reward of Sadaqatul Jariyah. Don't delay and start your bank account of the Akhirah now by donating a property to Radio Islam and earn yourself majestic rewards in the year after.
Wrap it, pack it, fill it, close it, store it, pour it, throw it, zip it, sip it, or just stash it. You've got it. Stasher Distributors for all your packaging and baking requirements. Stasher Distributors, 6 Clare Road, Fordsburg, 011-492-0033.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the authority of Abi Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, the grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, I memorized from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave that which makes you doubt for that which does not make you doubt, related by At-Tirmidhi.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice, 33 Concord Place, Lanesia, 011-854-3256, behind Jamia Masjid.
Did you know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pay the laborer his wages before his sweat dries?
From late nights to early mornings, reap the full reward this Ramadan. Advertise with the radio station that has won multiple awards and reaches out to thousands of listeners. Bookings are now open for the month of Ramadan on a first-come, first-served basis. Terms and conditions apply. Contact our advertising team on 011-854-7022. Reserve your spot and discover something extraordinary this Ramadan.
أنتم إذاعة الإسلام.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. The story that is making the rounds quite a lot because of the interest surrounding it is a story that says, hungry, lacking protein, eat an insect, according to the UN. The UN has been working on ways to end world hunger, according to this article that comes out of the RT News website. It says that for decades they've been working on this, trying to avoid hunger, end world hunger, but the newest idea does not involve economics, politics, or even food. The organization is now advising people to eat more insects. Insect farming is one of the many ways to address food and feed security, the agency said in a 200-page report released at a news conference at the UN's Rome headquarters. So they're quite serious about this. The report said that insects are extremely efficient in converting feed into edible meat for humans. It added that insects are particularly important as a food supplement for undernourished children. University biologists agree, claiming that certain types of beetles, ants, crickets, and grasshoppers offer nearly as much protein per gram as lean red meat or broiled fish. Crickets need 12 times less feed than cattle to produce the same amount of protein. Insects can also be rich in copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, and zinc. They are also a source of fiber. Can you imagine eating an insect pie or roasted insects? It makes me think of chevro. If chevro had to be made out of insects, well, the thought to many of us would be quite what we would, in our terms, say gross. But in actual fact, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this hadith, speaks about insects, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that two types of dead things or carrion is permissible for us, and two types of blood is permissible for us. And when asked about this, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the two types of carrion that is permissible for us is the one of them is the locust, and when the locust does not have to be slaughtered or anything like that, but it is just permissible to eat a locust like that. And we find that the UN has now allowed or is encouraging people to eat these things because of the rich content of nutrients that it has. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uhillat lana maytatan wa daman, fa amma al-maytatan fal jarad wal hut wa amma al-daman fal tihal wal kabid." So the two carrion that is permissible for us is jarad, that is locust, and hoot is a fish that has died a natural death. You can eat that fish as long as it hasn't been poisoned. And the two types of blood that is permissible for us is the two organs in our bodies, our livers and tihal, the spleen. And this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permits this. Now, the question comes to us that would we be satisfied, or would we have the stomach to be able to eat this? Now, it all depends on the different culture that we come from. I mean, in our culture, in our very own culture, there were our elders used to eat, one thing that is common and still eaten today is the what we call the kaleji, or the liver that is eaten. And for some of the younger kids of the younger generation, they would say, "Oh, gross, how can we eat something like that?" And then you look at the brain, that is also eaten in many homes in our community today. And I personally wouldn't touch brain, or to eat a brain. The tongue of sheep or cows, that is also eaten in many homes. And in some homes, it's a delicacy also. And then if you look at the Arab culture, you look at them eating the sheep's head and the eyes, or the goat's head and the goat's eyes. And every part of an animal is eaten. And for some people, I mean, for our modern youth, for them to be able to eat it, and they would say, "Oh, this is something gross, and you know, I can't eat it, and I can't stomach something like that." But when poverty, and this is this whole objective of this article, or the lesson that we need to take out of this article, is that when poverty overtakes, then extreme measures need to be taken. The first question that will come to us is that, is this a real poverty, or is it manufactured poverty? This is the first question that will come to us. And what do I mean by manufactured poverty is that there isn't a real shortage of food in the world, so to say. There is sufficient food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided sufficient for every single human being. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That every moving creature in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility of sustaining that creature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided sufficient food, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided sufficient sustenance. And in some countries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided an excess. And we've heard about this numerous times, that large quantities of fruits and foods are dumped into the ocean because of the market, and in order to maintain the market value of that commodity. So the first question that comes is that, is this real poverty, or is it manufactured poverty? And more often than not, we'll realize that it is manufactured poverty. The second thing is for us to realize that there are people who are living in poverty around the world, and we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sufficient. The basic things that we need to understand is to be able to practice the dua before eating, reading Bismillah before we eat. After eating, reciting the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. All praise is due to Allah who fed us, gave us to drink, and has made us Muslims. And we make the dua that Alhamdulillah, alladhi razaqanihi min ghairi hawli minni wala quwa. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted me the sustenance without any effort from my side, and without any work from my side. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah. When we drink milk, the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, Allahumma barik li fima razaqtani wa zidni minhu. Oh Allah, grant me barakah in what you have given me, and grant me increase in this milk. Grant me more milk to drink, because of the great barakah that is in milk, which is a food and a drink also. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided sufficient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that food is eaten and gratitude is expressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever there is to drink is drunk, and gratitude is expressed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves of us. And we should make shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with sufficient. And also, while we are having meals and we have adequate and sufficient food, we should also think about those who are underprivileged and perhaps take out some money or donation, whatever it may be, whether it be to an aid organization, whoever is working in these underprivileged nations, these impoverished nations, and try and donate something to them, assist them, so that inshallah Aziz, they too can benefit, and the food can reach them in sufficient quantities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. 24 minutes after 11, you're listening to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Stay tuned.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Eu estava a dizer para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Beres Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Beres Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Jablan Cash and Carry, wholesalers of a variety of household products, including cosmetics, groceries, sweets, and many more items. Visit Devlin Cash and Carry, corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin, for our in-store specials. That's Devlin Cash and Carry, telephone 011-989-8800.
Classic Creations revamp buy one get one free sale is now on. Buy any abaya and get one free. Buy any two kaftans or two scarves and get one free. Men's and boys' kurtas, buy one get one free. Hurry to Classic Creations or call them on 011-854-4195. That's 011-854-4195. Classic Creations, the ultimate in abayas.
This year, Islamic Relief South Africa has 10 years of dedicated service to humanity. With ongoing relief efforts around the globe, our work has only been made possible by you, our loyal supporters, who continue to entrust us with your charity. And as a way of saying thanks, you are invited to join us at our gala dinner, Saturday, the 1st of June, at the Sultan Bahu Hall. Tickets at 200 Rand. Book your seat today. Call 0800-111-898. Islamic Relief. With your help, we can make a world of difference.
Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah, Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah, Rasul Allah,
louder than me, inshallah.
Rasul Allah.
Seven minutes after 11, welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Hadiqat al Arabiya, man ata'a Allah, ata'ahu kullu shay'in. Uftutihat Misr, kulluha fi khilafati Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ala yadi Amr ibn al-As ibn Wa'il al-Sahmi. Walamma uftutihat ata ahluha ila Amrin, faqalu lahu, ayyuha al-Amir, inna لنيلنا هذا سنة لا يجري إلا بها فقال لهم ما ذاك فقالوا له إذا كان 12 ليلة تخلو من بونة وهي من أشهر العجم عمدنا إلى جارية بكر بين أبويها فأرضينا أبويها وحملنا من الحلي والحلل أفضل ما يكون ثم ألقيناها في النيل فقال لهم عمر إن هذا لا يكون في الإسلام والإسلام يهدم ما قبله فأقاموا بونة وأبيب ومسرى وهي أسماء 3 أشهر القبط لا يجري النيل فيها قليلا ولا كثيرا حتى هموا بالجلاء منها فلما رأى ذلك عمر بن العاص كتب بذلك إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه فكتب عمر بطاقة وكتب إلى عمر إني بعثت إليك بطاقة فألقها في النيل. فأخذ عمرو البطاقة فإذا فيها من عبد الله بن عمر من عبد الله عمر أمير المؤمنين إلى نيل مصر. أما بعد، فإن كنت إنما تجري من قبلك فلا تجري، وإن كان الله الواحد القهار هو الذي يجريك فنسأل الله الواحد القهار أن يجريك. فألقى البطاقة في النيل قبل يوم الصليب بيوم، وقد تهيأ أهل مصر للجلاء. فلما ألقى البطاقة في النيل أصبحوا يوم الصليب، وقد أجراه الله تعالى 16 ذراعا في ليلة واحدة، فقطع الله تعالى تلك السنة السوء من أهل مصر. This is a story we've heard it many a time. That whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will come into his obedience. The people of Egypt had a practice of throwing a virgin girl dressed in jewels and the best clothing into the river Nile in order to make it flow during a certain month. And when Islam took Egypt over, the people came to Amr ibn al-As, the governor of Egypt, and said that we've got this problem, what must we do? He said, it's not permissible in Islam, and you are not allowed to throw this virgin girl into the river Nile. And he kept quiet, and the people said, okay, we won't do this. And for 3 months, the river Nile did not flow at all, because they hadn't sacrificed this girl. Then he wrote to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu replied with a letter. He said, take my letter, throw it into the river Nile. When he opened the letter of Umar radiallahu anhu, it was written there that this is a letter from Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, servant of Allah. If you are flowing, O river Nile, by your own strength, then stop flowing. We don't need you. And if it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is making you flow, then I ask Allah ta'ala to make you flow without any sacrifices. And he threw this letter into the river Nile. One day before the ceremony and before they were supposed to throw this young girl into the river Nile, and in the morning when they woke up ready to throw this girl in, they found that the river Nile is flowing fast and high, 16 handspans high, and they did not have to sacrifice that girl in order to get the river Nile to flow. This was Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu, obeyed and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought everything into his obedience and into his subservience. Coming up after the break, inshallah, we'll be joined by Mawlana Yahya Bamsab. Stay tuned.
Muhammad par mari jaan
محمد پر ماری جان محمد پر ماری جان محمد پر قربان چل رسول اللہ حبیب اللہ نبی تذكر حينما تطوى وحيدا إلى الأجداد عمرك في ذهابي تذكر حينما تطوى وحيدا إلى الأجداد.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is just gone 25 to 12, and my guest during this half hour is Maulana Yahya Bhamsap, and inshallah Aziz will be looking at issues of spiritual reformation. Maulana Sap, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping this morning, Maulana?
Shukr alhamdulillah, Maulana. Wonderful, wonderful, sunny and nice winter's day here in Malaysia. And I know we are being tuned into from various parts of the country and of the world, and we welcome all of them to join into this wonderful program, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana, we have been over the past few weeks discussing issues of preparation for the month of Ramadan. We looked at different issues, and we looked at the importance last week of spiritual reformation and being connected with a person in order to reform ourselves spiritually as well. Before we get on to our topic, I'd just like to welcome our listeners to SMS your questions or queries, anything you'd like to bring up, through to 073-173-8461, and inshallah Aziz will present that to Maulana. We are looking at the issues of spiritual reformation. Maulana, particularly, what would you like to bring up?
Maulana, this, with regards to, on the one side, we spoke about the month of Ramadan, the preparation of the great month, and that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the month of Rajab and Shawwal came in, he had started making the dua. So there is a preparation in the ummah and the people by making this dua. And if after every namaz, very often in the day, if they're going to make this dua, then they're going to spiritually and mentally and in every way start gearing up and preparing for the month of Ramadan. But like we are going to be preparing, there is that creation of Allah that is there to give the imtihan and to take us off track, to knock us off track, to take us away from that direction, because there is that challenge between haq and batil all the time. So on the side of haq, and inshallah our iman, our yaqeen, our deen is going to make us prepare. But then the opposition forces, the forces of batil, the shayatani forces are also going to have their push and to throw us out of line, wanting to deviate us. One is through ordinary means, through getting us involved into dunyavi matters. And in dunyavi matters, if we do it the right way, it is sawab. If it is without the intention but not the wrong in it, then there is no sawab or guna. And if wrongly done, there is guna in it. But then one is the open challenge to take the deen, iman, yaqeen far away. And that is what we are seeing. Like the mu'min is preparing for Ramadan, all the opposition, batil forces also like I was looking at one of the occurrences here was to grab the youth, and there was a whole musical festival, and that became a hot topic here in Johannesburg and in around Johannesburg, and I believe a few days before in Cape Town, like the Justin Bieber musical concert, to revive and bring in the music and love of music and to attack the minds and hearts and take it away from the direction of Allah. Maulana?
Yes, Maulana, I have heard about that concert, and it's for me, the issue with music is that it is impermissible, and the issue with music is that we need to be able to understand that our happiness, our satisfaction, our contentment of our heart, our peace of mind does not need to come from something which is haram, something which is not permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it needs to come from something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to recite and read, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the recitation of the Quran. I mean, this is where we need to find our peace and solace, and rather than condemning those who have been there, I would like to rather focus on the aspect of being able to make people understand that beauty is not there, but beauty is rather in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example that comes to mind, and when I just thought about this, the example that comes to mind is of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and when he passed by a gathering and there was a person singing at the gathering, and this person's name was Zadan, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu heard his beautiful singing, and just in passing he just mentioned that, "I wish that this person would use the beauty of his voice for recitation of Quran instead of for his singing." And this statement was mentioned to Zadan after he finished. And Zadan, just on this statement, changed his entire life, and he brought his life onto the obedience of Allah, and he made tawbah from his singing, and he would then recite beautiful Quran.
Jimulana. And this is really the way to go, to find that alternatives, to find replacement, to give that nafs and to give that mind. For example, we arranged a Quran, Qari Sadin is going to be here in Lanesia on Friday night. The melodious Quran reading that he does is going to be at the Nur Islam Masjid. And then, for example, the zikr program that we have in the masajid after the Fajr namaz and some masjid after the Isha salah, where people are getting together, it's not necessary that you are there to a certain buzruq or a sheikh. It is an open zikr majlis, durood majlis that they have. And really you will see youngsters coming to these programs and how they would get absorbed. You can find that beauty. You can link yourself to something beyond the ordinary mind level if you want to link in, if you want to get involved in these types of zikrs. So that is a program that are being arranged. As Hazrat Wala Hardwai Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you see a child eating anything that is harmful, then one is you go there and you snatch away that which he has in his hand, and you're going to get a big din and a cry and a scream because you've taken away. But one is you go there and you give an alternative, give something nice, an alternative, rather than that harmful thing that you're eating. Take, here's something nice, give me that which you have in your hand. The result is, will be given away, and that nice thing will be taken. So in the same way, let's give them Quran, let's give them zikr, let's give them these programs, let's give them the alternatives, and this is what that preparation is. If you link into the zikr, if you link into the ibadat, surely it's going to make a difference, and your whole focus for the Ramadan will be another one, rather than these that are coming from the Shaytani and the Batil forces to take you away, Malana.
We can use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in order to gain heights of pleasure, heights of enjoyment, heights of ecstasy. You know, like how the you know, one statement that is mentioned in Fadail A'mal also, that if only the rulers knew what pleasure we are gaining out of our tahajjud salah, they would go to war with us for the opportunity of performing the tahajjud salah. And in like that in all ibadah. But Malana, it is up to us also that we have to beautify and embellish and explain to our people the beauty of these ibadah, so they can understand it and they can grasp it also.
This is very important, Malana. This is really very important. And it is not dry. It is not difficult. It is not going to be something that we'll have to only live in miserable, horrible, ugly life to gain us. There are pillars and poles and signboards and opposite cars coming. All these do keep coming. You need to open your eyes, keep your hands strong on that steering wheel, and you need to maneuver yourself past all these obstacles that keep on, keep coming, and they will continuously come. I think now Ramadan is coming. One such huge obstacle which we can talk of town and which is still hitting us here is women that are preparing for Ramadan, their little bakes and cakes, and the chicken issue, for example. Suddenly, it's an issue when everybody's talking about it, and is it halal or not halal, and haram or not haram. And it's become such an ugly issue, Malana. And I, for example, told them in the last Jum'ah in the masjid where I make salat, that take on one alim that is known to you at your home, all people that have gathered, and you follow that, like you have your own home doctor. No matter who's getting sick, where, if anybody in your home gets sick, you go to that doctor, he tells you do so and so. In the same way, what is the reason or the cause or the need for creating such a huge confusion? You don't need to know which mufti is saying which meat is halal and not halal. Simple. You take the ruling from the alim that you normally take. He will tell you which is the meat you must use and carry on using that meat. But will fitna to ashaddu min al-qatl, to cause fitna and to go to this alim and to go to that mufti and to take that pamphlet and this meat is halal and that meat is haram and why is this meat halal? There is ikhtilaf in the ummah. There is a lot of ikhtilaf in many, many different masail. There are different types of ikhtilaf. We have different types of cars. Some have a Mercedes, some have a Toyota. Why is there no big hoo-ha about it? We have different types of homes. We are living in different streets. We have different types of food. In everything we have differences. Here there is one more difference. You just go to an alim. You eat the meat that he guides you on. You carry on with your ibadah. Why this huge, big scandal and talking evil and bad about this and that and spoiling your akhirah? Ramadan is coming. All the opposition forces are coming to deter us, to throw us offline. We need to remain focused. We need to steer ourselves past all this opposition that is coming. Maulana?
Mm-hmm. It's really a big test on us as an ummah, and it is a huge test, you know, for us as leaders of the community. It is a test in one way, but you can imagine a person who does not have that insight or does not have that inside information, and they are just concerned about what is the best for them and what is halal and what is best for them to eat. And for them to be then faced with this, it is a huge problem. And the solution that you present to them, Mulana, it is very practical and practicable also. You know, people can very easily use this principle, use the system, and they can have peace of mind on it, that the responsibility is with the person who has been given the authority, and thereafter the responsibility is not on your shoulder.
They have taken their research, they have the reason why this yes and why that no. That alim that you are putting your trust to, he will now see who is giving what reason and how are they going about it and what is the point of taqwa and how they are coming to a result as they have come to certain result. We as the public, we need to follow that alim and let him take that responsibility and guide us along, Mulana.
Yes, Mulana, it's just gone now 8 minutes before 12. I'd just like to take this opportunity of welcoming our listeners and asking them to send their SMSs through 073-173-8461 if there's anything that you would like to ask. Azan Mulana Yahya Bamsa. Mulana, we have a few minutes before 12 o'clock. And the issue of halal and consuming halal, besides the whole issue that is continuing and worrying about who certifies halal and the rest, but generally eating halal and the importance of eating halal, I think this should be one of our priorities in preparation for the month of Ramadan.
One very, very basic rule, if our people understand, if one more very, very basic rule, if they understand, it will help them greatly in their decision with regards to halal. One is who is slaughtering and how they slaughtering. Now, once that animal is slaughtered, it needs to be under Muslim supervision, right through until it comes onto your plate. Let's say, for example, the place where it's getting slaughtered, we are now not talking about who's reading the kalima and how he's doing it. The imam of the haram is there to slaughter it for you. The imam of the haram and the greatest of saints is there to slaughter it. But after it is slaughtered, If that meat goes into non-Muslim supervision, and then the chain breaks, then when it comes into your plate, it has gone, the chain of halal has broken, therefore it has now become questionable to you. So one is wherever it is slaughtered, and one is the whole chain must be an Islamic chain, unless where it is under a non-Muslim's hand or eye, then the seal be a very solid, strong seal where there can be no interference in that halal. Then it could go through a portion or a period where it is under non-Muslim hand. Is that all right, Maulana?
Gee, that's correct, Maulana.
So this chain, this is what we need to know, that has it been slaughtered by a Muslim and has it been under the Muslim chain. If the chain breaks, then that halal question becomes doubted.
Mm-hmm.
Maulana?
Yes. And also the importance that when we eat, whatever we eat, we have to make sure that it is completely halal, even before the issue of the slaughtering comes the issue of how that food is acquired also. What sort of money has gone into buying that food? How was that money earned? Where did that money come from? And that is also a greater pressing question than the question of whether it is certified or not.
Surely, Maulana, surely. And this about this area that you are now touching on is a very, very important area, Maulana. Our halal, the source, how are we mindful about the money that we have, where it is from. And this is why we have been informed that in the South African Muslim youth, today drugs are becoming common more than alcohol abuse. Why? Because that youngsters, they think that this daru, this whiskey, this beer is haram. We cannot touch it. But this tablet is all right for us to take. So that is why there is no drinking of wine and thing as common as drugs is. Because the drug, they think the tablet is halal, and that is why they're touching it, they're holding it. Again, the very same mentality. One is the haram, and one is the haram within the haram. Maulana?
Mm-hmm. And yes, this issue of drugs and intoxicants, we know that every single intoxicant is haram. Whatever puts us on a high, whatever makes us intoxicated, takes us out of our normal senses, that is considered as haram. And we need to view it as such, whether it is a tablet or a powder or a sniffing or whatever, smoke, whatever it may be. We need to know that it is completely haram and understand that like how haram food has its effect in nourishing the body and has its effect that it has on the body. Similarly, whatever drug you are taking has its effect and it finds its place in the body. And that portion of flesh that is nourished by haram is destined for the fire of Jahannam. So obviously it's going to take the rest of your body with into the fire of Jahannam.
Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. Allah Ta'ala open our eyes. And this is the preparation of the month of Ramadan. This is truly what we are heading for. How are we going to spend our Ramadan? And is it going to be a halal under all halal circumstances and conditions? Or are we going to be confused and we think we're in halal while we are involved in haram, Maulana?
Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and Allah ta'ala grant us all understanding. Maulana, perhaps just your final words of advice before we close for today.
The month of Ramadan is very, very close and it is a great opportunity. Allah ta'ala gives it to us every year so that we can overhaul ourselves and knock ourselves back into purity. Then for 11 months again, we continue with our normal life. In this 12th month, once more, we take hisab and we put ourselves together. Allah give لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. جزاك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مولانا صاحب جزاكم الله خيرا for your time and inshallah we'll speak to you next week Tuesday. That was Mazat Mulana Yahya Bamsab speaking to us today about preparations for Ramadan. And inshallah we'll continue this discussion next week. Shukran jazilan to my studio operator Mulana Arafat. And shukran jazilan to you for joining in on the program. From Junaid Chisat on this Tuesday morning. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.